Radio 4.
Time to meet the men from the ministry. You're invited once again to jump aboard the ministry bandwagon with Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, John Graham, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Ministry men must be bright and efficient, and nowhere is this more true than in the General Assistance Department, where top executives are always ready to cope with the problems of government. Yet they also have a capacity for self-examination, a readiness to ask questions about themselves.
Who's a pretty boy, then? Who's a pretty boy?
Two, I'm not at all happy about your keeping that parrot here.
It's only for a day or two, one, while there are problems at home.
Problems at home?
Yes, my landlady is having her teeth out and a new gas stove put in.
But a parrot in the office seems most unseemly. To start with, what about the smell?
Oh, he'll soon get used to that. Won't you, Enoch? You like it here, don't you?
Load of rubbish! Load of rubbish!
He always says that when he's pleased.
Look, let's get on with the matter in hand. Now, pass me the dice, too. Ah, double six. Mm-hmm. 12. See? I get another go. Ah, another double six.
Rotten old cheat! Rotten old cheat!
I beg your pardon.
Granted.
Oh, look here, Joe. I'm not going to stand for that. Insulted by a parrot in my own office.
I'm sorry, man. Perhaps we should cover him up. That usually keeps him quiet.
Yes, well, if it doesn't, I can think of another way to keep him quiet.
There's an old Union Jack somewhere left over from Boost Britain Week. Yes, it is. I'll put that over the cage. Now, that should do the trick.
Can't see a thing. Here we are, sir. When you're tired and life gets tricky, have some tea in a chocolate bicky. Shall I put on a desk, sir?
No, Mildred, leave it on the record player. We're in the middle of a game.
Oh, yeah. What is that you're playing?
It's Ministropoly, a game for the ministry-minded.
Yes.
And you use that little disc?
Yes, that's called the buck. It's passed from office to office. And these are the counters.
Fancy. Little men in bowler hats.
The game is won by the first player to get his little man to the top of the civil service. Over here, marked with red tape.
And there are lucky squares to land on, you see. Seen talking to head of department, go up one.
There are unlucky ones as well.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Seen slipping canteen sugar into pocket, go down one.
Caught cuddling secretary, go down five.
You catch head of department cuddling secretary, go up 10.
I'm sorry to interrupt the game, Mr. Lennox Brown, but there are a few letters to answer.
Oh, dear me, it's all go, isn't it?
I answered some letters last week.
Well, you didn't exactly answer them, Mr. Lamb. You stamped permission refused on the lot.
Including our own application for a pay rise.
No. All right, then. I suppose it's more stuff for the Department of Trade.
Yeah, that's right, sir. There's a query here on development grants.
Let me see that, Mildred. Oh, yes. Just write and say, applicants requesting grants will be promptly executed.
Sir? Oh, and the press are asking about the unemployment figures.
There isn't any unemployment. It's just a silly rumour put around by people who haven't got a job.
I'll tell them, sir.
Well, that's enough work for today, Mildred. Mustn't overtax ourselves. Besides, you'll have to excuse me a moment. I must go and water the window box.
Oh, I'm glad you remember that, too. The tomatoes are looking rather dry. Bit of sun out there, and plants very quickly get yellow and shriveled. Like,
Sir Gregory.
Yes, like Sir Gregory. Good morning, sir. How nice to see you. How are you, sir? How's Lady Pitkin?
Stop rambling, Lennox Brown.
Very wise at her age. Just take it easy.
Oh, be quiet, man. I've brought you both another little job for the Department of Trade and Industry.
Oh, we're up to our eyes already, sir. I don't think we could manage any more.
They want you to spend 2 days in Italy.
Oh, well, we might just manage that.
You're sending us to Italy, Sir Gregory. Us to Italy.
I do believe you've grasped it, Lamb. You're going to Rome on Monday. You're to meet officials of the Italian ministry.
Yes,
now we're part of the European community, there'll be frequent discussions on mutual commerce. The floodgates of trade are open.
Oh, yes, indeed, sir. Yes.
The old barriers are down and the good things of Europe will flow freely from country to country. Our shelves will be rich with Italian pasta, Dutch cheese, Danish bacon...
Brussels sprouts.
Brussels... Oh, be quiet, Lamb. We must see they buy food from us in return.
No problem there, sir. I'm sure European countries will be only too delighted to buy our British delicacies, like deep frozen shepherd's pie and boiling the bag results.
Well, the PM's especially anxious to sell British potatoes. We've had a glut this year. See that they place a big order.
We'll do our best, Sir Gregory.
Oh, good grief, man. You'll have to do better than that. We've got to put the economy back on its feet, and quickly. We're about to start 2 weeks' hard bargaining with trade union leaders.
Oh, yes, there's to be another Downing Street conference, I gather.
Starting at the end of next week. The trade and industry people are busy setting it up. That's why you're to go to Rome on their behalf.
We shan't let you down, sir.
See that you don't. Now, remember, you'll be there as representatives of our great country. Examples of the British way of life.
Yes.
We live in a time of challenge. A time to seize our opportunities or go under. A time to grasp the Union Jack.
Yeah, not that one, Sir Gregory. It's covering the...
A time to wave the flag aloft and say... Thank you, Lamb. A time for every Briton to ask himself...
Who's a pretty boy then?
A time for... What the devil's that?
Don't jump to conclusions, Sir Gregory.
A parrot? A parrot in the office?
Oh, yes, it does look like a parrot.
What does this mean? I demand an explanation.
Well, Sir Gregory, Mrs. Bratby's had trouble with her teeth, so she's been sticking to mushroom soup. Until last week, it all boiled over, and since then her hot plate hasn't worked, but the gas board is sending a man to oblige her, and the dentist's going to do her this afternoon, and that's why we've got the bird.
Have you finished, lad?
Yes.
Here am I, talking about the challenge of Europe, and you run this office like a holiday camp. Then what's that on your desk, then, Miss Brown?
That's Ministropolis, sir. It's a sort of instructional exercise.
It's a blasted game, isn't it?
A game,
Miss Mervyn, why is the duplicating machine all yellow and sticky?
I used it for making chutney, sir. With the tomatoes from the window box.
Oh, you'll have to pull your socks up, all of you, if we're to compete in Europe. I tell you, Lennox Brown, you'll find things very different in the Italian ministry. Over there, it's all hard work and streamlined efficiency.
Buongiorno, Signor Lambini, Signor Lenocci Bruno.
Ah, come in, Maria. You have brought our refreshments, no?
I have brought your refreshments, yes. Also some queries from the minister.
Oh, those we leave till domani. 11 o'clock, Uno. Time for our Chianti break.
Put the tray on the gramophone, please, until we have finished our game.
Oh, what game is this, signor?
It is a game about getting on in government service. We call it Happy Mafia.
Mamma mia, always you play the games. Even though the permanent undersecretary is furioso.
Oh, Count Pitichini is furioso?
He is furioso about the Leaning Tower of Pisa. It seems you have had it straightened.
But he told us to put things right at Pisa.
No, Signor Lambini. He was talking about the ministry canteen. He told you to get things right with the pizza.
Oh, Doloroso. Never mind, Uno. I'm going to water the window box. The vines have many grapes this year.
Ah, almost a time for the wine making, eh, Maria? You have cleaned up the duplicating machine.
Si, signor, but I must remind you that two English gentlemen from London are due here any minute.
Ah, si, they wanted to sell us some British food.
Ah, this must be them now.
Come in.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. My name is Lennox Brown, and this is my junior colleague here, this is Mr. Lamb.
How do you?
Ah, the man from the minestrone.
Welcome to Italy, gentlemen. I am Riccardo Lambini, the junior senior.
And I am Lenocci Bruno, the senior.
Delighted to meet you both, and congratulations on your excellent English.
And you perhaps have a little Italian?
Yes, but we left him outside with the luggage.
Mamma mia, we have a right one here.
We were highly delighted by our warm reception at the airport, Signor Bruno. Your people seemed really glad to see us.
Yes, it was very exciting.
Yes.
There were crowds waving and shouting as we got off the plane.
Everyone was most impressed, including Sophia Loren, who happened to be just behind us.
And what do you think of our beautiful city?
Oh, truly magnificent.
Did you see the Colosseum?
Ah, yes. What a pity they never finished it. I mean, fill in all those holes and you've got quite a decent building.
Let us hope you have a time to see the beauties of our country. Florence in the moonlight is most attractive.
I'm sure she is.
Let's get down to business, gentlemen. As you know, our government has sent us here to offer you some of our splendid British foodstuffs.
Yes, I was afraid of that. I'm afraid in Italy we're accustomed to a different sort of food.
Your bread, for instance. The British loaf is soggy, no? Over here, we are better at loafing.
I'm sure. You see, British food is always cheap.
See, I have been there. Always cheap. Fish and chips, beans and chips, chips and chips.
Yes, well, it's funny you should mention that. We are in a position to offer you plenty of potatoes. A good economical food.
Oh, yes. Leave the eyes in and they'll see you through the week.
Well, if we buy your British potatoes, you buy a little spaghetti, no?
Oh, well, that's reasonable, certainly, yes.
Are you sure? And we don't really need more spaghetti.
That'll do, too. I know how to handle these people. It's worth taking a little if they'll place a big order with us.
Now, signor, I have here the standard contract.
Oh.
I'll just fill in the details. Yes. We buy much of your potatoes. We sell you a little pasta. Now, if you'll sign the contract here...
Splendid, yes. Lend me your pen, too.
But that contract's written in Italian, man.
Well, of course it is, but I've got the general outline of the deal. Now then, for and on behalf of the British government, D. Lennox Brown, Mr. Well, too, it's good to be back in the dear old office. I enjoyed visiting Rome, you know, but I must say I wouldn't want to live there. No. Did you notice they're all driving on the wrong side of the road?
I tell you what I do envy in Italy, man. All those public holidays.
Oh, yes. Yes, I know what you mean, yes. If it isn't the day of national liberation, it's the festival of St. Gina. Lambini was saying he never needs to have a cold at all.
Well, Sir Gregory, we're pleased with our exports.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes. I pulled off rather a shrewd deal. A really big order for potatoes in return for a few pounds of pasta.
Excuse me, sir. Yes. There's a message from the London dock.
Oh, yes.
Has it puzzled? 10 shiploads of spaghetti just arrived.
10 shiploads of spaghetti?
It's bulging out the portholes, apparently. Seems it's been ordered from Italy on behalf of the government.
Oh, nonsense, Mildred. Some half-wits made a bloomer.
Very likely, sir. They sent this translation of the contract.
Hmm?
The British government hereby agree to buy 500,000 tons of spaghetti. In return, the Italian government will buy from Britain 2 packets of potato crisps. It is also agreed that the British government will supply green stamps with these. Signed, etc., D. Lennox Brown.
Sir Gregory will kill us.
Oh, be quiet. Be quiet, too. We've got to think clearly.
It's all your fault. I told you not to sign it in Italian.
You're in this as much as I am, too. The contract was signed with your pen.
Sir Gregory's coming in here today before the Downing Street talk.
Oh, glory. Look, we'll have to sell potatoes somewhere else.
Why don't you ring round the Common Market Ministry? One of them might help.
Good idea, yes. Now, you get back to the outer office, Mildred, with the Continental phone book. Keep dialing on both phones, and when anybody answers, put them through. Two, you take that phone, I'll take this. There isn't a moment to lose.
Any luck, Mildred?
I've got someone at the German Ministry in Bonn. I'm putting you through now.
Good.
Yeah, Bonn?
Oh, I'll read it then. This is the General Assistance Department in Whitehall here. We were wondering if you'd like to buy some potatoes, just a few thousand tons.
9,000 tons,
that is kind of...
Nine is
Deutsch
for no. I cannot show me the potatoes help. I am here only the caretaker.
You're there only the caretaker? Well, put me on to someone in authority.
This is not possible. It's public holiday. Today is the National Beer Festival. Cheers! Up the bottles.
He says there's no one there. It's a public holiday.
Oh, good grief. Ah, wait a minute. This will be the call to Paris.
Hello, hello.
Oh, good morning, madam. Whitehall here.
Oh, hello, Monsieur Whitehall.
Look, I'd like to speak to your head of common market imports, please.
Oh, but that is impossible, monsieur. There is no one here. They are all, scabbard.
There's no one there. Well, who are you, madam?
I am the concierge, the femme de la mop. Everyone is on holiday today. It is the festival of Saint Sasha.
Saint Sasha?
Bless you. Goodbye, monsieur, or how you say in English, au revoir.
God, it's ridiculous, too. The French are on holiday as well.
What are we going to do once the great deal go berserk when he hears about that Italian deal?
Oh, well, we'll just have to keep trying to. Mildred has plenty more numbers to ring. Somebody must be in there.
Oh, dear. Well, sorry to have troubled you. Goodbye. They're all on holiday in Copenhagen, too.
Oh, what is it over there?
The Festival of Lord Longford.
Oh, dear me. Well, we've now found every capital in Europe, and they've all got public holidays.
It isn't fair, one. Why don't we get as many days off as they do?
Well, there's no time to start worrying about that. If Sir Gregory hears we've sold just 2 packs of crisps, we'll have plenty of days off. We'll both be out of work.
Ah, you're back then, you two.
Oh, yes, Sir Gregory, but I'm just off, as a matter of fact. Mr. Lamb will give you the details of our trip to Rome.
Not so fast, Lennox Brown. You stay here. You know, if I speak to Lamb for more than 5 seconds, he starts to shake and foam at the mouth.
Me, Sir Gregory?
Yes, just like that. Anyone would think you were afraid of me. And now then, Lennox Brown,
yes, sir.
I'm looking for good news to take to the economic conference. You sell potatoes to Italy?
Yes, sir.
Good, good. How much? A million tons?
Not quite, Sir Gregory.
Well, no need to be too ambitious to start with. 500,000?
You're getting warmer, sir.
Oh, you mean more in the region of 200,000?
Ah, you're right about the two, sir.
Good grief, man. I haven't time for guessing games. If you didn't sell 200,000 tons of potatoes, what did you sell?
2 packets of crisps.
Yeah, there isn't really time for jokes, but I must say you had me there. Yeah. Did you hear that, Lamb? Lennox Brown said you sold 2 packets of crisps.
It's true, sir. That's all they take. Here's a copy of the contract.
What? You stupid, blundering fools. You crass, hopeless idiot.
Please, Sir Gregory, it could have been worse.
We might have sold only 1 packet of crisps.
Please, Sir Gregory, please. You'll only break your umbrella.
We can explain, sir.
I don't want explanations. I have never in my life come across such half-witted, brainless, incompetent, dunder-headed...
Lunatics, Sir Gregory?
Lunatics, thank you. Oh, be quiet, Lamb. Oh, if it weren't for these Downing Street talks, I'd take great pleasure in hanging you both from your own hatstand. And it is... You've got one more chance to sell those potatoes.
But, Sir Gregory...
Don't argue, man.
Understand.
Bring round the European capitals. We must have some export triumphs to tell the trade union leaders. They're in an ugly mood.
Excuse me, Sir Gregory. Lord Bannock is here looking for you.
Lord Bannock? He's the country's top economist, isn't he?
Indeed he is. He and I are to be the middlemen at Downing Street between the government and the unions. Show him in, Miss Murphy.
Lovely, I say, right away. Oh, he's in.
Come on, come on, come on, Pitkin. We'll be late. What's the matter with you, man?
Ah, Lord Bannock. Well, I'm ready, sir. I'm just giving a few final instructions to my staff.
Aye, well, don't be all day. We're due at the conference the new, you know. We didn't want to miss the free lunch.
Of course. Listen, you two. You're to phone all our common market partners, and I want some solid news by this afternoon.
But, Sir Gregory, we've phoned them already. No one's in their offices. They've all got some sort of public holiday.
Well, no wonder the unions are ugly, sir. I mean, other countries get 20 or more days off for every year. We get only half a dozen.
Now we're in the common market, sir. We should have more public holidays.
Be quiet, Lamb. Keep your idiotic ideas to yourself.
Just a minute, Pitkin. What was that you said, young man? More public holidays?
Yes, people would be keener on their jobs, you see. Everyone would work harder.
Oh, sounds like a good idea to me, eh, Pitkin?
Yes, sir. Very good idea.
Bright young lad you've got here, Pitkin. One shouldn't judge by appearances, you know.
If you say so, sir.
First-class brain. When he got that idea in his head, he got it in a nutshell.
Yes, indeed.
More public holidays is just what we need to offer the unions. Oh, well done, Mr. Lamb. Come along, Pitkin. Let's get off to number 10. I'll put forward this public holiday suggestion right away.
Did you notice, one? Sir Gregory almost smiled at me.
Well, he bared his teeth in your direction. Lucky he's tied up with the conference, or he could have turned very nasty.
Lord Bannock seems a decent chap.
Oh, true aristocrat, too. He can trace his family tree back to the time his family lived in it. Hello, Lennox Brown, General Assistance Department.
Bring it here, Frobisher here, HQ Southern Command.
Oh, what can we do for you, Brigadier?
This Downing Street conference. I understand they want some troops standing by as a security measure.
Oh, yes, yes, I think I saw a memo about that.
How many troops do you want?
Oh, I dare say a couple of hundred would do.
There aren't 200 available.
Well, make it 75, then.
Tricky, very tricky. Can't quite manage that many. Recruiting hasn't been too good this year, do you see?
Oh, well, in that case, Brigadier, send as many men as you have available. I don't mind.
Oh, dear, good of you. I'll send him along straight away.
What do you mean you've only got one man available?
I'm afraid so. But we'll get him to run about a bit. Good of you to be so understanding. And if there's anything we can do for you Whitehall chaps, just let us know. What?
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 Oh, yes. Yes, thank you, Brigadier. Goodbye.
What are we going to do with that spaghetti run?
Oh, I don't know, too, but we'd better do it quickly. Now, you inquire around the other departments.
Yes.
I'll have a word with the retail trade.
Yes.
And we'll meet again at tea time.
Yes.
Any luck, Mr. Lamb? Did you shift any spaghetti?
No, the catering committee turned it down. They said there were too many strings attached.
Well, that was a nasty experience. I've been to see the president of the Institute of Grocers.
Oh, yeah, the PIG. What
happened, sir? I asked him what to do with the surplus of spaghetti, and his reply was both uncouth and impracticable.
Well, never mind, sir. You sit down and have a nice cup of tea.
Well, you two, how's it going?
Oh, Sir Gregory, we are pressing on, sir. Pressing on, yes. And how was the first day of the conference?
Well, I think I made rather an impression, Lennox Brown. Especially with the unions. In fact, the electrical union said they wish they had me in the chair.
Very attractive thoughts on that.
In particular, the conference decided to implement that brilliant idea of mine.
Which brilliant idea was that, sir?
Having more public holidays to put us in line with the continent.
Your idea? But that was my idea.
Yeah, did you say something, Lamb?
No, Sir Gregory.
Good. Yes, I pointed out that extra holidays would be an incentive, boost production. Well, the PM agreed at once.
It was my idea.
Italy and Germany have 15 public holidays each year. Well, we'll do better than that. We'll have 19.
I thought of it. I did.
Don't be quiet, Lamb. Now, this office will work out the details, decide which dates are suitable and so on. Send your list to the Department of Trade, and they'll put the plan into action.
Very good, sir.
I did think of it.
Don't forget, these new holidays will have to have names. We haven't as many saints as our continental cousins, so you'll have to improvise.
Oh, we'll find some names, never fear, sir. How about St. Vitus's Day, for instance?
And a Feast of St. Pancras.
And when we run out of saints, we can use modern heroes.
Yes, the Festival of Tom Jones.
Georgie Best Memorial Day.
And a half holiday for Ronnie Corbett.
Quite so, quite so. Well, put it in hand at once. I want it all set up before the conference ends.
It was my idea, whatever he says.
Oh, leave it to and be grateful. Thanks to this holiday thing, he's forgotten the exports problem.
But what about the spaghetti? If he hears about that, he'll run through this place like the vengeance of Dracula.
Ah, I've had an idea on that.
Have you?
The army, too. Now, if anyone can eat that much spaghetti, they can. And that brigadier said he owed us a favor. We'll go and see him tomorrow.
Oh, now, let's get this straight. You're trying to sell the army 10 shiploads of spaghetti.
It's called bulk buying, Brigadier. It saves money, you'll see. And this is the best quality spaghetti. I mean, fresh from Italy.
Picked this month.
Well, what do you think, Captain Pratt? Should we have it?
Oh, why not? Let's go raving mad.
Captain Pratt is our camp entertainment officer.
I could tell by the way he walks.
Mind you, the lads are fussy feeders.
But the troops love spaghetti. Think of the great Italian soldiers. Caesar, Hadrian, Nero. They conquered the world. And what do you think they had?
Spaghetti, of course. Caesar had several tins a day.
All right, let's not beat about the bush. We'll take the spaghetti from you.
Thank you, Brigadier. You won't regret it. How long, too? We must go and tie up the details. Good day to you, gentlemen.
Oh, I hope we did right, Brigadier. The cookhouse lads can be ever so moody.
This spaghetti isn't for the cookhouse. I bought it for filling sandbags.
The last of the spaghetti's been delivered to the army. It's taken a week to shift it.
Oh, thank heaven that's over. But still no luck with the exports, you know. I wonder why America refused our potatoes.
They said they were undersized. You'd think they'd be thankful for small Murphys.
Yes, well, we better try some other food stuff. We must sell something soon. Now the Downing Street talks are over, Sir Gregory will be after us again.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Lennox Brown, I sent in your list of new public holidays. They've put them in hand already.
Oh, thank you, Mildred. Yes, well, that's something to look forward to anyway.
Your list of public holidays, what?
Hmm?
I thought you'd forgotten all about it. I made up some dates and sent them last Monday.
Blimey! You sent in two lists of dates. We have twice as many holidays as we should have.
Oh, well, we'll just have to grin and bear it.
But Sir Gregory thought 19 was a lot.
Still, I mean, if you...
Not 19, Mildred. 90. Sir Gregory wanted 90 public holidays.
Yes, I heard him say so.
Yes.
No, Mr. Lamb, look, here's Sir Gregory's memo. Hmm? It clearly says 19.
She's right, man.
Oh, glory.
Well, would you, Adam and Eve, it? Sir Gregory wanted 19 public holidays, but you've ordered 90 each, so he'll get 180. The nation will come to a standstill.
Here is the news read by John Curl. There was heavy traffic on the roads today, Britain's seventh day off this week. Public houses were full for Jimmy Young Day celebrations, and coastal resorts are crowded, though visitors have little money to spend. It's thought this is because the banks have been closed for a month. The Prime Minister held a press conference this morning sitting on a beach at Worthing. He said that because of increased holidays, Britain's leisure industry was booming. Production of Seaside Rock is up 600%, and sales of ice cream have trebled. At this point, the Prime Minister began to laugh, and his deck chair collapsed. In some quarters, however, the policy of almost non-stop holiday has been heavily criticised. At a TUC rally this morning, union leader Mr. Vic Tickle had this to say.
I'd just like to say that we have decided to protest most vehemently against these public holidays. Our members cannot be expected to strike effectively if they've got the day off anyway. It is manifestly unjust. We shall be pressing the government for longer working hours.
Oh, well, I never thought I'd say this, but it's nice to be back at work.
Yeah, when you're not working, there's nothing to grumble about, is there?
Now they've scrubbed the extra holidays, everyone seems relieved.
Mind you, I'm sorry for them seaside firms. They've been left with an awful lot of rock.
Well, too, Sir Gregory is delighted with me.
And me, one. I passed him in the corridor this morning and he didn't shove me aside like he usually does. I can't think what's gone right.
I'll tell you, General. Sir Gregory's pleased with my export triumph.
You mean you managed to sell some British potatoes?
No, no, not potatoes. Something far more sophisticated and original. Seaside Rock.
Seaside Rock? You're exporting that to Europe?
We had this tremendous surplus, you see, so I sent Lambini a sample.
And the Italians like it?
Oh, they're crazy about it, too. And so are the French. They eat it night and day.
You mean they have rock around the clock?
That's it.
Rocking Europe is the men from the ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, and John Graham. The program was written by Edward Taylor and John Graham and produced by Edward Taylor.